قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واذكر في الكتاب إبراهيم إنه كان صديقا نبيا. وقال تبارك وتعالى: إن أول بيت وضع للناس الذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين. فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم ومن دخله كان آمنا. ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا. صدق الله العظيم. Elders and dear brothers, we find the Islamic calendar is full of lessons. Lessons that take us back to the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, to the time of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, to the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And through all these incidents, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Quran Sharif, وَكُلَّ مِنَقُصُ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا مُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life from the time of Nubuwwat till Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left this world was a life of trial, tribulation. It's a life of test and effort and mujahada. And during the period of Nubuwwat, 23 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the incidents of the lives of the Anbiya and messengers of before. Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam, Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. All these incidents are mentioned in the Quran Sharif. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, لَنَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ, that all these incidents from the lives of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam will relate to you, so that we may fortify your heart, so that we may strengthen your heart, so your heart becomes strong and more connected to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is why we have these occasions in the Islamic calendar, Islamic year. The month of Ramadan, Quran was revealed. Then the last 10 nights of i'tikaf. Then once the moon is sighted for Shawwal, then the hearts go to Baytullah, to Makkatul Mukarrama. Then now the season of Hajj has begun. The international lovers of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will gather together at the Baytullah. And then will come the new year, Muharram. Now for a person to connect even more to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, how many years of my life has passed? Has my life become a life of success? Which direction am I going in? But there's always something in the calendar to connect to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now being the month of Dhul Qa'dah, getting closer to the month of Qurbani, Udhiyya, sacrifice, and then the months of Hajj already have begun from Shawwal. But the season and the life of a believer is full of all these incidents. And the more he will connect to the Islamic calendar, connecting to Allah, connecting to Deen, the more his life will be a life of enjoyment, it will be a real life that is alive for the incidents of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. When it comes to our environment, our circumstances, our life right now, we will find in the world that we have public holidays, then we have different institutions, and most of the time we will find the public holidays, street names, institutions are named after some celebrity, some personality, statues are put up, street names are changed because a certain person, because of his struggle, he was a comrade. So they celebrate them in certain ways in this dunya. This is the dunya system, system of man. Then there's a public holiday also, whether it be a Yom Jumu'ah, Friday, then extension, Monday also. Our celebration about is more to get involved in what is happening in this world, whereas for a believer, he connects to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then who's the holiday for? What's behind it also? Majority of public don't even know why it's a holiday. Who's being celebrated right now? But in the life of a believer, there's also celebration of personalities. And these personalities, we call them the Anbiya, the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once the month of Hajj has begun in Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, now we go back to the incidents of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah ta'ala mentioned in the Quran Sharif, وَذْكُرُ فِي الْكِتَابِ, mentioned in the kitab about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Remind the people about him, who he was, the friend of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah declares, إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. that indeed he was the most truthful one. Whatever he uttered was an exhibition of what he had within his heart, the tawheed and love, deep love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And his actions were according. Wasn't just he said it, wasn't just a statement, but there was action behind it also. Unlike myself, we will say many things. We will claim many things, utter many things. But the action does not conform to the statement. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was Siddiq, absolutely truthful. Some of us Siddiq commentators of Quran say he never spoke a lie in his life. Allah declared him the most truthful. Nabiya is the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And indeed Allah ta'ala goes into the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Mentioned in Quran Sharif, they celebrate the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, a family of three, upon whose creed, upon whose a'mal, upon whose sacrifice the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was based upon. ثم أوحينا إليك أن اتبع ملة إبراهيم حنيفا. Allah Ta'ala commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, ثم أوحينا, we send wahi to you, we reveal to you, ya Rasulullah, أن اتبع, اتباع, to follow. Follow ملة إبراهيم, the millat, the way of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was Hanifa. Hanifa means that he cut himself off completely from all adhyane batila, from all false creeds and religions and ways of life. He cut himself off completely against the grain of the time. Whether in the court of Namrud, whether in the fire, whether slaughtering his son, everything was against the norm. Everything was against the norm. His entire life was like that. Cut himself off completely. So wahi came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, follow his creed, follow his way of life. And then we are commanded. The ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, fattabi'uni. If you say you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. These are few incidents in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And in the lives of Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, this life for us, it gives life to the heart. Therefore, every year we visit the incidents of their life. What was his submission, surrendering, dedication, loyalty? These words have become like foreign entities, empty slogans right now. Loyalty, trustworthiness, to be committed, to surrender, to submit. Nobody wants to hear these words anymore. Surrender to who? It's my life. And we hear the slogans also. No rules. Obey your thirst. Just do it. No submission. Don't surrender. Do what you want. It's your life. You live it only once. And the life of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam was totally opposite. That is why till today we celebrate them. When it comes to personalities of this world, they are forgotten. Statues are made, statues are brought down. Neglected sometime. The roads also, beautiful lane. He was a comrade, he gave a lot of sacrifice. But look at the quality of the road. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, even till today, those that will go to Palestine, to a place called Al-Khalil, even till today, under the Jewish government, they cannot change the name, it's Al-Khalil. The city of Al-Khalil alayhi salatu wasalam. Even the manholes, you will find the name Baladiyatul Khalil, municipality of Khalil Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Till today, after thousands of years, his name is still alive. His name is still alive. The Quran celebrates Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should call my grandfather. So looking at the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah had accepted him, a family of three, Ibrahim, Hajar, and Ismail alayhim salatu wasalam, for the foundation of our deen, our religion, our Islam. For so many years, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah bless me with a child. Shouldn't be I leave this world without any offspring, any child. And he makes dua never to give up. And later on in his life, it's a lesson for many of us. Married 10 years, 15 years, no children. So he stopped making dua also. Doctors can say what they have to say, that is their expertise, they will say it. That is the system of Allah in this world, is called Sunnatullah fi ardihi. This is the way of Allah's Sunnat in the world, and one is the Qudrat of Allah. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala displays His power above His norm. The Sunnat of the world, the doctors will say you cannot have children. But then do I believe in the power of Allah? What is best for me and good for me, Allah will grant me. Having children is a ni'mat of Allah. Not having children is a rahmat of Allah. Ulama say in this period of time, not to have children also is Allah's rahmat on you. To bring them up, is that easy? In the environment we are living in right now. But that too is the mercy of Allah upon you. It's not the punishment of Allah. Ajaban li amr al-mu'min. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, how marvelous is not the life of a believer. If something good comes to him, shakara, he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is good for him. If an affliction comes unto him, sabara, then he practices patience, that too is good for him. Everything is good for him. Because he knows, I belong to Allah. And Allah will only do the best for me. But the precondition is, I do what Allah wants and Allah will see me right. I cannot do what I want to do against the command of Allah, and here Allah then too you must see me right. I must do what is right, Allah will do the right thing for me. But then too Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy. وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Allah says, many of your major sins also, I just overlook it. It is overlooked, وَيَعْفُوا, Allah forgives. Plenty, without making tawbah also, Allah just forgives. Sometimes the sabr of the wife, and then to his good to her in some way that Allah forgives. Sometimes the du'as of the parents, sometimes du'as of the ustaz. But the students involved in major sins. But he takes some du'as of the ustaz, du'as of his parents, Allah overlooks. وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam for years making dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Finally Allah ta'ala blesses him with his son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Ibrahim living in Palestine. Then the command is given to take your young wife Hajar and a suckling child Murdi', the child that is suckling, still drinking milk, being breastfed. Now travel out to Makkah Mukarramah. At that time, Makkah was called Bakka, as Quran mentions. Inna awwala bayti wudi'a lin-nas lalladhi bi Bakkata. So before it was called Makkah, it was called Bakka. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam takes his journey. Some riwayat say he would travel by the Buraq. And then he leaves her. The command of Allah, an old man, advanced age, over 80 years old. A young wife, suckling child. Some dates, khajur, some water he leaves with her. And then he turns around, the command is given, no communication. No communication. And such a valley, ulama say, that even the valley, so to say, sought refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from itself. So desolate, so eerie, wilderness. No one whatsoever, not a single light. Even the Ka'batullah wasn't built as yet. Just black rocks and black mountains. No water, no vegetation, no grass to sit on, just blazing sun and hot sand. What you will say, na'uzu billah, a senseless command. To leave my family like this? But this is a command of Allah. He submitted. قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. We learned the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. There was no question asked. Why? How? The country we're living in shouldn't be this permissible. Why can't we do this? Why can't we do that? Why do we have to do it like this? Why do we have to do it like that? It is a command given. This is what made him the friend of Allah. That he understood the mansha, what was the wish of Allah. And he obeyed accordingly, surrendered to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever the command was, he surrendered. He didn't ask any questions. So he surrendered and he left his wife. And now he turns around and he begins to walk. And they say, Hajar, she's running behind him. Oh Ibrahim, what is this about? You're leaving us in a barren land. No vegetation, no food. In our period of time, has to be ourselves leaving the wife, rent not paid, lights is cut off, the water is cut off, there is no food, there is no groceries, there is no money left behind also. And we say, right, I'm going. Where are you going? You're leaving us in this situation with a newborn child. Ibrahim is going, alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah is all observing, all knowing. Surrender completely to the command of Allah. Allah will take care. And as she runs behind him, she asks him, تَذْهَبُوا وَتَذْرُكُنَا بِهَذَا الْوَادِي. That you are going, you're leaving us in this barren land, there's nothing over here. What's going to happen to us? Then finally she asks him, أَلَّهُ أَمَرَكَ بِهَذَا. Did Allah command you with this? Then he nods his head, yes, it is the command of Allah. And then the golden words that she mentioned, how many of us sitting here right now, we have left our families behind in different countries. But the more we will connect to Allah, fulfill the command of Allah, surrender to Allah, Allah will take care of them. Whether they are local, whether they are foreign. The story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is lessons for everyone. It is the command of Allah, Bebu ulama say, if ever hijrat has to be made, hijrat. I leave my country for another country. I leave my town for another town, city for another city. From the history of the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, we understand from tariq and sirat, in the life of a believer, if there has to be any movement to leave his hometown, his country, his area, the life of a believer is based upon the command of Allah. Jalla Jalalu. Allah is a sustainer. In my original country, in this town and that town, Allah is the Raziq. Any movement is in the nisbat and connection of deen. And the test will come. Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu were given the command also to make hijrah, to leave Makkah Mukarramah. And how they loved the Baytullah, not to leave Kaaba Sharif, but the command of Allah. And historians write and they say they left on the name of Allah. Whoever will leave his country, his hometown in the name of Allah, then my deen will be better to the place I am going to. And together with that I will earn a livelihood. Halal livelihood. The system of Allah, the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person, فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Person who will immigrate and leave his country and town for the sake of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says his hijrat and his immigration will be for Allah and his Rasul. وَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ لِلدُّنْيَا يُصِيبُهَا أَوْ مَرَأَةٍ يَنْكِعُهَا. And that person who will leave his hometown, لِلدُّنْيَا, for the sake of dunya only, or to marry a woman, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says his hijrat will be for that, Allah will deal with him accordingly. The history of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they left for the sake of Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu. Those that will move for the sake of Allah, Allah will test them. The test must come. When they left Makkah Mukarramah and they came to Madinah Munawwara, the test was on. 5 to 6 years was difficult. But they persevered. There was no business. What they had back home in Makkah Mukarramah, that was taken away from them. They also, their shops were closed. They also, they were tested. Suhaib Rumi radiallahu anhu, that came finally from Sham, was under the Romans, came to Makkah Mukarramah, started business in Makkah Mukarramah. And a roaring business, had an empire. But by then, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had already made hijrat to Madinatul Munawwara. He remained. He made a lot of money. And now he came in his heart, I should go to Madinah Munawwara to accept Islam. Now he leaves Makkatul Mukarramah. As he is leaving, then the kuffar, the locals come. And they stop him, oh Suhaib, you came, you made money here. You made money from us. What we could have made, you made it. And now you will become Muslim, you will go to Madinah Munawwara, we won't let you go like that. But it was a deal of his life. He came for the sake of deen, moving for deen. So there will be a temporary loss, temporary nuqsan. Because the intention was for the sake of Allah. So he told the kuffar and the locals that if you want to have a battle and a fight with me, you know what a good marksman I am. I will kill all of you all. But let's make a deal. Let us make a deal. Whatever properties I have, whatever money I have, I left it behind in Makkah al-Mukarramah, all is for you. All is for you. I am making hijrat lillahi wa li rasulihi. For the sake of Allah and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When they heard the figures, what is left behind, they made a deal with him. He gave everything to them. And now he's leaving, making hijrat for Allah and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, penniless, with nothing. He's given everything away. He came with nothing, he made a lot, he's leaving it again, and he's going to Madinah Munawwara. Temporary loss. When he comes to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Madinah Munawwara, wahi has come down, Suhaib has given everything in the love of Allah. When he enters Masjid al-Nabawi, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam looks at Suhaib and he smiles. And then he proclaims, رَبِحَ الْبِيعُ يَا أَبَا يَحْيَا رَبِحَ الْبِيعُ يَا أَبَا يَحْيَا O Abu Yahya, O Suhaib, what an excellent deal you made. What a profit you made. Wahi has come down. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْي نَفْسَهُ بْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِ اللَّهِ O Nabi of Allah, from your ummah, there are such people that have sold their lives for the pleasure of Allah. They've given everything away. Wahi came down. From the history of the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, those that will make hijrat for the sake of Allah, they will suffer a temporary loss. Like Sahaba radiallahu anhum, there were multi-millionaires in Makkah Mukarramah, came Madina Munawwara as paupers, couldn't bring anything with them. Now they had to share houses, share rooms, share families. Finally Khaybar was conquered. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam distributes the booty to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the Muhajireen. Now they were a bit settled. When the same thing happened in Zambia years ago, when there was civil unrest in the country, and the businessmen now were being chased away. We've got properties, we've got families, we are settled in this country. What do we do? Then they went to the ulama ikram. The things are volatile. Just now we'll have to leave and run away back home. What do we do? The question was asked, why did you go to Zambia? Answer was, we went to make dunya. And the same hadith was quoted to them. The beginning of the hadith, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ مْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى All a'mal are based upon intentions. Whatever intention a person will make, Allah will deal with him accordingly. Whatever the niyat in the heart, Allah will deal with him accordingly. The answer was given to them, just change your intention. You went to make dunya, you left India, you came to Zambia to open businesses, greener land, better work. Just change the intention, we have come here for the sake of deen. And make sure you educate your children, give them deeni education. And don't ever miss your salah in the masjid. This will show to Allah that you come for deen. When the time for salah comes, close up the businesses and come to the masjid. You show it to Allah, we have come for deen. Where I can spend for the sake of Allah, spend for the sake of Allah. At that time the country was on the brink of a civil war right now. Where the locks were put upon their shops also, upon their home gates. Just change your intention. Allah knows what is happening in the heart. They went back and they told the people, change your intentions, we have come here for the sake of deen. This land belongs to Allah. وَأَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةً Allah's earth is very vast and wide. We have come here to look for Allah. اُطْلُبْنِي تَجِدْنِي Allah says, go look for me, you will find me. So we have come to look for Allah over here. We don't know where we'll find the love of Allah, the help of Allah, barakat from Allah. And accordingly we'll fulfill the command of Allah. They just change the intention. And overnight, the government changed and the views changed and they were given a welcome. Ahlan wa sahlan. You may stay in the country. And open the doors. Country belongs to Allah. Land belongs to Allah. Property belongs to Allah. Everything is Allah's. Just change the intention and change the actions. Ensure that your children are getting Islamic education. Ensure you're in the salah, in the masjid or salah, the deen environment within your homes. And you're fulfilling the obligations of Allah. And Allah will change the environment for you and happen accordingly. Allah Ta'ala gave it to them. Hijrat is only for the sake of Allah. Those that immigrated by hijrat for Allah, from the history of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, those that left their hometown for the sake of Allah, to look for Allah, and to fulfill the command of Allah. Ulama said they had a temporary loss, but thereafter Allah Ta'ala gave them deen and dunya. Deen and dunya. And from the history of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, those that left their hometowns and countries only for dunya and nothing else, then the system of Allah is that they lost the deen and they lost the dunya. They lost both. All we have to do is change our intention. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam showed us this. The hijrah that he made for Allah. Allah gave the command, take Ismail, take Hajar and leave them for the sake of Allah. Did Allah command you with this? Yes, it's the command of Allah. It is a command of Allah, and the wife says, Hajar says, Idan, la yudayyi'an Allahu. Allah will not destroy us. Allah will not destroy us. And coming forward, years later, when Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam reaches the age that he can work with his father, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعْهُ السَّعْيَ. Now he can work with his father. Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam sees in his dream that he's torturing his son. The wahi, the dream of a Nabi, is also wahi, revelation. Now he tests his son and he asks him that I've seen this in my dream, I'm slaughtering you. فَانْظُرْ مَذَا تَرَى. Consider, what is your opinion? Tested his son, to what level will he be loyal to Allah? Also consolation for us. I am possibly in this country right now, my children are back home in my original country. I'm not there to see them. Their madrasa, their education, their schooling, their food. The heart is crying for my family and children. I have to work here. I change my intention, let the wife change her intention also. I send him out in the path of Allah for halal, rosy, sustenance. And he will bring back not the dollars and the rands, he will bring back the deen of Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salam leaves his son. He goes back to Palestine. Ya Allah, my son Ismail, what's going to happen to him? What's going to happen to him? And there's no permission given to visit his son also. And there's few occasions that he came to visit his son from Palestine. The command was given, you can only see him playing, but no mulaqat, no meeting him. Just to see him only. Imagine taking the flight, taking the bus all the way back home. Just seeing the children playing, like go back. No salam, no hadiah, no gifts, nothing whatsoever. Ibrahim, you should become my friend. You should become my khalil. There will be sacrifice that has to be given. Finally, when Allah Ta'ala allows him now to make mulaqat, to meet his son, then he sees in the dream, now I'm torturing my son. Take the life of my son. 3 days he sees the dream. Then he asks his son. Son says, oh my father, if'al ma tu'mar. Do what is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the incident goes on, how father and son together. But prior to that, little sacrifice of the hijrat, Allah's nusrat came. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam left them, few days later, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam's food runs out, no water, no dates. Hajar sees her son in the throes of death in Sakarat, he's going to die soon. So she runs to Safa. She runs to Safa and she looks for someone, is anybody coming? When she comes down from Safa and Marwa, she comes down from Safa, the mountain. She comes into the valley. She cannot see her son. So this anxiety grips her. Maybe he'll die. I won't see him again. She's all alone. Husband is not there. He's gone in the path of Allah. But she's on the command of Allah. She runs to Marwa. Then she looks again. 7 times up and down. Some ulama say the reason she left Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam near the foundation of Baytullah, because she didn't have the heart to see him dying. So better I'm far away. And ya Allah, you can take him then. You can take him. How many are mother back home? Children are sick. The father is in this country. I can't do anything. Did you take him to hospital? How is he feeling? What happened? problems, anxiety is all in the story of Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam. The anxiety she's going through. Ya Allah, there's no maid over here. There's no one to take care of us. I'm left all alone on the command of Allah. So she runs in between to see whether he's still alive. On the seventh round, when she reaches Marwa, and then she sees someone hovering over Ismail. So she runs to Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam. And she sees an angel, a malak, an angel. And then he kicks his foot, or he takes his wing and he hits the ground. And Zamzam comes out. Sustenance from Allah. Oh Hajar, you are patient on the command of Allah, and Ismail Ibrahim on the command of Allah, Allah will give you sustenance from the unseen. Where is the source of Zamzam? In Jannat. Now the water is coming out. And then from one side she hears the voice of Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. And he asked her, what are you doing here? In whose care are you? In whose care are you? Who has your husband left you by? Who has your husband left you by? Who is able to take care of you? She gives one answer. Allah. He's left me to Allah. There's nothing. The reply from Jibreel, وَوَكَّلَكُمَا إِلَى كَافٍ. Your husband has left you in a being that will suffice for you. Allah will take care of you. Allah will be your caretaker. Don't worry about anything. We don't have the time, the sacrifice. Father made hijrat, the mother made sabr, and she took care of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Now we come to our situation. Thousands of years later, Allah says, don't forget Ibrahim, Hajar and Ismail. So the barakat of that family, Allah gave us Baytullah, Ka'batullah. Ismail Ibrahim, Bul Baytullah. Ismail and Hajar, Zamzam water. Hajar, Safa Marwa. Qurbani sacrificing animal, Ibrahim, Ismail. Our entire Hajj in Qurbani based upon the family of three. Warzuqhum min al-thamarat. Ya Allah, give them so much of rosy and sustenance, my family of two. When he left them behind, he made dua. Ya Allah, give them the best of fruits, so that they may be thankful. Till today, the Ummah is eating from those fruits. Till today. Once the month of Hajj began, now the hearts are going to Baytullah. May Allah take all of us. The Hajjis are packing the bags, they are going. Our Qurbani is coming. The whole season is for us to link our hearts to Allah. We are here for the sake of Allah. We live for the pleasure of Allah. How Allah will send the sustenance with the back home, whether here, with the local, is all in the hands of Allah. Ta'aleem and education of our children, dini ta'aleem, salah on time, of all the commands of Allah. Don't break the command of Allah. Allah will change the entire environment and country also. It was on three people, Ibrahim, Ismail and Hajar. Allah changed the color of Makkah Mukarramah from what it was, what it is now. Entire world is eating from Makkah Sharif. Even the kafirs who go to Makkah and see Baytullah. May Allah give us also the opportunities to visit the Baytullah over and over again. Take our families, our children, the entire ummah. May Allah protect Haramain Sharifain. And don't ever forget Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, what they are going through. May Allah Ta'ala make it such a time again that the entire ummah goes to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa to tie ihram and say, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. And proceed to Baytullah. Qurbani is coming also. Allah Ta'ala give us so free to make our Qurbani the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhir du'a alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.